WHDD presents Susan Says.
So everyone is feeling stir crazy, I'm sure, and stressed to the max. Instead of concentrating on the news and the faux rally press conferences, I decided to take a break during the last few days. I watched some crazy TV first. Tiger King, yeah. The insanity of a cast of crazies in the petting community, so to speak. Petting cubs, that is. A character named Joe Exotic with a mullet, yeah, and a tri-colored one, that's really true, and a musical bent, and three, count them, three young cute husbands, yeah, one who shot himself in the head while demonstrating that guns are safe. I swear to you, this is true. Well, this guy Joe wanted to kill a lady he was fighting with other animal treatment about, and then ran for governor, and oh yeah, president. And well, considering who we have, never mind. Anyway, he's now in jail, and the exotic cat world is all a flutter. It's true escape TV, honest. Then I was so excited about the return of Killing Eve, one of the most fabulous and well-done female-oriented psychological murder shows, with a lead killer, Jodie Comer, who is an exceptional actress. Her facial expressions, her mental gyrations, it was really great. Well, the new season started, and it's a little crazy and not as interesting, a little diffuse and confusing, but I will continue to watch. Homeland, still so great and way ahead of the news in the real world. The CIA, Afghanistan, you know, like what probably is happening. And it's a brainy heroine. She's a tad insane, but who the hell isn't these days? Then I started to read again to really escape. I read an incredibly engaging and great fiction book called My Dark Vanessa. It's about a Me Too situation between a teen and her teacher over a 20-year span. Just engrossing. I couldn't put it down. And when I finished this book, I didn't want to leave these two. It was really a stunner. I recommend it. And then a huge mistake. I read a great review about a family, a real family with 12 kids, enough of a story, but six of them turned out to be schizophrenic and are used by medicine to research the disease. Well, I thought it would be interesting. It was so upsetting, I couldn't get past the first 20 pages. A downer, wrong choice. Yeah, Hidden Valley Road, skip it or at least wait a while. You can, of course, always read or listen to my book, Hot Pants in Hollywood, Sex, Secrets, and Sitcoms. Shameless plug, but you will laugh at least and learn about showbiz and a lot of celebs, just saying. My favorite singer, Josh Groban, is doing videos on Facebook singing in his shower. It is the greatest. To hear him sing Hallelujah, it's just beyond anything. It's a highlight of life. Good acoustics in that shower, too. I look at videos of babies. That always cheers me up. A lot of people are doing the cute animal share, whatever it takes. Call everyone you love and miss and try and sleep a lot. Eat a lot of chocolate. That always helps. Until next time, be safe, stay in, be well. And if you can donate to food banks or supplies to our hospital worker heroes, please do it. Bye for now.
Susan Silver was one of the original writers of such TV classics as The Mary Tyler Moore Show, Maude and Bob Newhart. She lectures and teaches sitcom writing and had a column on the New York Social Diary called The Search for Mr. Adequate. She hasn't found him yet. Appearing on TV and radio often, she expresses her views on life and opinions on everything.